and I know I have to change completely. My career, my idea of who my friends are, my idea of who I am, everything must change before I can have my coffee. And throughout the year, my partner and my daughter, both of them, they kept hugging me, and I kept hanging on, poor bastard. The house that we lived in stayed there. Thank God for that. What's wrong? Was it the violence of last year? Every few hours, a completely new war brought to you by the latest app. For a few dollars a month, I could highlight the face of a frightened child suffering from the trauma of my tax dollars. I could Photoshop that face over to a white sand beach in the Yucatan, where all the tourists are retired nurses, full of compassion. 2024 was exhausting. Applause and asphyxiation, orgasm and complications from invisible corporate toxins, standing on a stage that turns into a silvery pond full of ducks quacking wisdom sayings, fighting my way back to my house on the F train every night into the arms of my loves. I implore them, where did those ducks come from? They stole the show. Will somebody give me an Earth-a-lujah? Earth-a-lujah. Earth-a-lujah. Standing on a stage that turns into a silvery pond full of ducks quacking wisdom sayings, fighting my way back to my house on the F train across Brooklyn into the arms of my loves. I implore them, where did those ducks come from? They stole the show. Savitri, my partner, she tells me, memorize your lines until you have a revelation. 1,000 revelations makes an evolution. 1,000 evolutions makes a revolution. Then you get back on the F train and come home. Oh, God. It's December 29th as I write this. Oh, no. I was writing a New Year's message, but it's December 29th. The year isn't over. Maybe it's not too late, though. Maybe I can save this whole situation. If only Gautama Buddha was my therapist. Or Jesus. Or Moses. Or the prophet. But all year long, they've gone away. They're far away, killing each other's innocent believers. I'm talking about 2024. What a year, what a year. I asked my ecosystem, how do I defend my family from the latest app? My forest tells me, Billy, bury your face in my roots. I obey. I hear a voice in the ground. It's a saying that 2025 will be a good year for me if I leap off a high cliff. Hey, hey, tree. I've been jumping off cliffs all year. I'm weightless for weeks at a time. Now I'm writing my New Year's resolutions for 2025. It's looking at me like Luigi Mangione in a bad mood. 2025 doesn't look so good. I'm aware that my two resolutions are nearly impossible. And here they are. Love. And live. Happy New Year. Earthaluyah.
Right, but I didn't think that you...
Don't want diamonds, cash or
News from the natural world. I'm Savitri D. For the first time, scientists have used bacteria to transform polyethylene plastic, the kind used in many single-use items, into a high-value protein product. That product, which the researchers call bio-inspired spider silk because of its similarity to the silk spiders used to spin their webs, has applications in textiles, cosmetics, and even medicine. Spider silk is nature's Kevlar, said Helen Zah, an assistant professor of chemical and biological engineering and one of the lead researchers on the project. It can be nearly as strong as steel under tension. However, it's 6 times less dense than steel, so it's very lightweight. As a bioplastic, it's stretchy, tough, non-toxic, and biodegradable. All those attributes make it a great material for a future where renewable resources and avoidance of persistent plastic pollution are the norm. Pseudomonas aeruginosa, the bacteria used in the study, can naturally consume polyethylene as a food source. In late 2023, the Canadian federal government, British Columbia, and the First Nations Leadership Council signed a $1 billion nature agreement to protect 30% of BC's lands by 2030. The 2023 nature agreement includes funding for Indigenous protected and conserved areas, protecting 30% of Canada's lands and waters by 2030. This requires roughly doubling the total protected area in Canada. President Biden weighed in decisively in favor of climate activists fighting new fossil fuel development this week, deciding to pause the approval of new liquefied natural gas projects because of their danger to the planet, even in the face of criticism that the delay could hurt U.S. energy interests. The presidential directive, which requires the Energy Department to study the climate impact of new gas exports, could delay the approval of nearly a dozen fossil fuel projects past the November election. Biden said in a statement that the climate review came in response to pleas from young activists and members of frontline communities. The Earth just passed a feared global warming milestone for the first time. Average global temperatures were more than 2 degrees Celsius above a pre-industrial benchmark this week, an ominous milestone after months of record warmth. Toxic emissions from the Canadian tar sands, already one of the dirtiest fossil fuels, have been dramatically underestimated, according to a new study. Research found that air pollution from the vast Athabasca oil sands in Canada exceed industry-reported emissions across the studied facilities by a staggering 1,900% to over 6,300%. Academics said this means that damaging reactive pollutants from the oil sands are equivalent to those from all other human-made sources across Canada, with severe health implications. Canadian tar sands, also called oil sands, are a massive site of oil extraction in the province of Alberta. They cover an area larger than England, are one of the biggest industrial projects on the planet, and have seen record production levels this year. We have long known that dragging heavy fishing nets, some as large as 10 747 jets, across the ocean floor destroys sea life and habitats, said Dr. Tricia Atwood, an aquatic ecologist at Utah State University. Only recently we have discovered that bottom trawling also unleashes plumes of carbon, which otherwise would be safely stored for millennia in the ocean floor. Researchers have calculated just how much trawling releases into the atmosphere, 370 million tons of planet-heating carbon dioxide a year, an amount, they say, that is too big to ignore. An ecological disaster is unfolding on the beaches of Galicia in northwest Spain as a billion plastic pellets lost overboard from a container ship begin washing ashore. A political row has erupted around the incident, which happened just weeks after the European Commission proposed tighter regulation on the transportation of plastic pellets. It started last December 8th when the container ship, the Tocónau, chartered by shipping giant Maersk, lost 6 containers in the seas off Galicia. Each pellet measures just 2 to 3 millimeters across and could easily be mistaken for a tiny pebble or fragment of broken shell or fish cartilage. Volunteers have to get down on their hands and knees with tweezers to extract them. Most of those working on cleanup are women, who normally make a small income harvesting shellfish in the area. The discovery of a second ultra-large structure in the remote universe has further challenged some of the basic assumptions about cosmology. The big ring in the sky is 9.2 billion light-years from Earth. It has a diameter of about 1.3 billion light-years and a circumference of about 4 billion light-years. If we could step outside and see it directly, the diameter of the big ring would need about 15 full moons to cover it. It is the second ultra-large structure discovered by PhD student Alexia Lopez, who 2 years ago also discovered the giant arc in the sky. Male dominance has long been assumed to be nearly universal in primates, with female power viewed as a rare exception to the rule. However, according to researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, female-biased power structures or social equality between the sexes can be found within every major primate group and probably existed throughout evolutionary history. The study, published in the journal Animals, challenges presumptions of male dominance in primates and may also have implications for other animal species. They found that male-biased power was likely to develop in species in which males had larger body sizes and longer canine teeth than their female counterparts. Female power may emerge when the supply of available female mating partners is lower than male demand, thus giving the females in those species greater social leverage, particularly if size differences between the sexes are minimal. A sperm whale expert at Dalhousie University in Canada has found evidence showing that sperm whales form large, matrilineally based clans that have their own coda dialect. Whales communicate with one another using sequences of clicks that have come to be known as codas. Prior research has also shown that most whale species have distinctive variations among groups that are unique to members of their group or clan. Sperm whales form matrilineally based units of approximately 10 females and their offspring. Such units form the basic elements of larger clans. The researchers have also found evidence that the whales form clans with as many as 20,000 members. Within such clans, members interact, look out for one another, help raise offspring, and ward off attacks by orcas. They also all communicate using the same dialect. All sperm whales in the Pacific speak the same language, but each clan has its own unique dialect. There are 7 clans in the Pacific Ocean. Each of the clans was found to be based almost entirely around females and their young. The males exist on the periphery and appear to serve only as a means for reproduction. Researchers have also found evidence of clan-wide communications, noting the observation of debates that involved whales apparently looking for a consensus on things like migration. And now, the sounds of extinction. The majority of terrestrial hermit crab species worldwide have used trash as shells. A new study analyzed publicly available images of hermit crabs and found 386 examples of the crustaceans encased in garbage instead of a seashell, of which about 85% were using plastic caps and the remainder using metal and glass. They included individuals from 10 of the 16 species of hermit crab that live on land and were found throughout the tropics from Africa to Central America. We confirm for the first time that the use of artificial materials by hermit crabs is a behavior occurring on a global scale, the authors wrote. They posit that hermit crabs may be choosing plastic homes because they make for better camouflage in a polluted environment, or that there may be more pieces of trash than fitting seashells available on some coasts. Other factors may include using a unique shell in sexual signaling to attract a mate, the fact that artificial shells may be less heavy, and odor cues. A previous study found that hermit crabs seem to be attracted to a chemical emitted by plastic. But plastic can be very dangerous for hermit crabs. A 2019 study of the Cocos or Keeling Islands, a remote Australian territory in the Indian Ocean, found that over 500,000 of the island's hermit crabs had crawled inside items such as bottles, gotten stuck, and died. The researchers discovered that 414 million pieces of trash had washed onto the shores of the minimally populated islands. And hear the sound of the shoreline where hermit crabs make their home.
We have memories of one another's activism. There's a bunch of us in this room right now. You know who you are. But there's a bigger number of people who are on the edge of beginning their activism for the earth. That's most of us. That's most of us in this room. And we're at the point now where we have to do it, actually. Effectuate that. We actually have to act. We have to take that action. We have to take that risk. If we do it with love, it might be unrecognizable to the police. Because love is the creative element here. Love is action. Love is creative. Love changes everything. We haven't been changing our Earth protest in decades. In decades. It's been the same, the same, the same. Bring the love in. Bring the radical love in, and we will have protest that changes the people at the top of these glass skyscrapers before they even know what happened.
You better go ahead.
The window back there. Can you be surprised now? Do you want to be surprised now? Shout out, hallelujah! 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 Shout at what I can do. I'm amazed at what I can do, and that's love. The earth has put desire and love into every one of us, so that we would live, and we're not picking it up. But let's promise each other we're doing that now. Let's promise each other, walking out of the Public Theater front door, that we're going to sit down and we're gonna make some plans for change, for love. Gotta love.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leisowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each winter, as January approaches, Eric Lane of Binghamton, New York, sits down with his wife and kids to write New Year's resolutions, New Year's climate resolutions.
It, you know, is a way for us to talk about the importance of doing our part. We're led to believe that we make so little difference, really, you know, the actions of one person or one family, but in reality, we can do quite a bit.
One year, they pledged to switch to renewable energy and joined a community solar farm. Another year, they committed to electrifying their transportation. Now, Lane and his wife both drive EVs. And one year, after lots of research, they concluded that one of the best ways to reduce their climate warming pollution was to stop eating meat. Several years later, Lane's wife is vegan, he is vegetarian, and their kids eat a mostly plant-based diet. Lane and his wife are committed to including their kids in the process of thinking through what steps they can take each year, as individuals and as a family.
They're still pretty young, but old enough to realize that their actions and what's occurring around them play a big part in how the world around them is shaped. And we're trying to empower them to realize that the decisions they make are going to be consequential to their future.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.